Does the Church of the Messiah assemble for a worship service on Sunday? In the Gospel of John, which is in the New Testament, chapter 4, verses 19 through 24, a woman speaking to Jesus said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said unto her, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. But the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." You could search the New Testament scriptures for 1,000 years and never find the Church of Jesus Messiah assembling for a worship service. The answer to the question is, they do not assemble for a worship service. The worship service was invented by religionists and sectarians and is a doctrine of men and devils. The word worship means to recognize, love, and obey something. To worship God means to recognize that He is God, and to love and obey Him. God seeks those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. Worship of God is no longer done in ceremonies or ritualistic services performed by men. Messiah Jesus is now the high priest after the order of Melchizedek and by God's decree. Having entered into the holiest of holy, He sits on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not men. Worshiping God is something that is done from the mind and heart every minute of every day. It is not something that is done for a short period of time called a worship service. And in the book of Acts, also known as the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20 and verse 7, "Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." The first day of the week is when the disciples of the Messiah assemble to break the bread and drink of the cup. When God created the earth, He did it in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The seventh day of the week is known as the Sabbath day and is also known as Saturday. When God made each day, it began in the evening, or when the sun sets, and included the following period, when the sun rises. And you can read that in the book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Old Testament that was written by Moses. Chapters 1, verses 3 through 5. "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." When the sun sets at the end of the Sabbath day, or Saturday, the first day of the week has begun. The first day of the week is also known as Sunday. And the example in Acts chapter 20, verse 7, states the disciples assembled to break bread on the first day of the week. It does not state they assembled for a worship service. Sometime after sunset on Saturday, they met to break bread and then listened to Paul's preaching until midnight. There is no commandment from the Messiah Jesus as to what time on the first day of the week His disciples should assemble. His commandment is that they assemble to break bread in remembrance of Him, and is recorded in 3 of the Gospels contained in the New Testament. And I'm going to read the example from Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 19 and 20. "And Jesus took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup, after saying, this cup is the new testament, the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. When Messiah Jesus began preaching the gospel, he preached that he is the living bread which came down from heaven, that the bread that he would give is his body, which he would give for the life of the world. The disciples of Messiah assembled to break bread as he commanded them to do before he was crucified. On the night that he was betrayed, when keeping the Passover feast, he taught his apostles to break the unleavened bread in remembrance of him. The purpose of breaking the unleavened bread to eat is to remember that he is the living bread that was broken for the world. He also gave commandment to his apostles that they were to drink of the cup containing the fruit of the vine in remembrance of him. When drinking of the cup, his disciples should remember that his blood was shed for the forgiveness of sins and enjoins them to the new covenant, the New Testament, with God, which was prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah in a book of the Old Testament called by his name. And you can find that in that book, Jeremiah, in the 31st chapter, verses 33 through 34. But such is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after these days, declares the Lord. I will put my teachings into their inmost being and inscribe it upon their hearts. Then I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they need to teach one another and say to one another, Heed the Lord, for all of them, from the least of them to the greatest, shall heed me, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities and remember their sins no more. I will put my laws into their innermost being and forgive them of their sins. The new covenant is for the spirit in man, so that he can worship God in spirit and in truth. And again in the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verses 56 through 63, is where Jesus taught, was teaching the gospel. Let me read that to you. Jesus speaking, He that eateth my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me and I live by the Father, so he that eats me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eats of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is an hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Does this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that becomes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The Messiah Jesus in the city of Capernaum, teaching the gospel. It is not the time of the Passover, and he is not teaching what will become known as the Lord's Supper. How can we eat of this man's flesh and drink of his blood? This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Were the questions those that heard him teach exclaimed. In answer to those questions, Jesus stated, It is the Spirit that becomes alive. The flesh profits nothing. My words are spirit and they are life. When his disciples break bread and drink of the cup, they show that Jesus died for them until he returns in the day of judgment. It is their common union with his body and blood. To eat of the flesh and drink of the blood of the Messiah Jesus, however, is done spiritually and is accomplished by believing and obeying his commandments, which his disciples do every day. As Jesus the Messiah told Satan when being tempted by him, Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Please take the time to study and examine his words.